There. Did you have mushrooms? Did you have mushrooms? Oh, screw that. You're out.
Under my administration, we had extra cheese every week.
And you didn't have to eat your crust if you don't want to.
What about pudding? What's your pudding to go with it, too?
I don't think she's ever had pudding before.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, pudding's just not in the daily menu for us. Oh, hey, we're live.
Oh,
yeah. Matt hit it and then, I got up. I was like, what's going on here?
And then Matt just hit it and quit it. You just fucking turned it on. And
I
ran.
Did. I hit it and I like left. I can't. Yeah,
Matt did a hit and run.
If you want to call it that.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
throwback joke.
Yeah, sure.
We are 53 seconds into the show and Jack is already throwing Matt under the bus.
Well, no. I was. It just
and I laughed.
It's a figure of speech. You know, it's not my fault. Nick, do you have a song?
I do.
Would you start the show, Nick? We've all been alone.
We were already talking. So I was like, oh, okay.
It's not the same without Matt.
You worked so hard on this song. We want to hear it.
I did, yeah. I'm not going to be able to do it justice because I can't sing in the high register to do it, but...
You had me, you can't sing.
That's true. All right, well, I know
that... I'm kidding.
All right, let's see how it goes.
I put the bending in there!
Another week passes slowly, waiting for the boys. And thereafter, cause such laughter drowns out all the noise. But you see, it's not me, it's not my flock of sheep. In your head, you're crying with their jokes and their puns and their puns and their stories. In your head, you're laughing. In your head, ramble.
Not bad.
Yeah. I was gonna say probably your best one.
Not my best one. But yeah. I can't. You know, I can't. It's better for you if you can hit those really high. But like,
It wasn't your best, but it wasn't bad.
I had to throw in a sheep joke in there. Come on.
I think we should stop picking on Matt about the sheep jokes.
Oh,
I think they're getting old. Me personally, I just do. I just think they're getting old.
Oh. You fucking suck, man. Like what? Like what the hell? I can't even do anything. You got your green screen up with my fucking face on a sheep. This is Jack's background. I'm just describing it to you.
I like it.
I had this whole thing planned out how they were, you know, like Bigfoot and how they found this like animal type thing, and I said, well, this is the perfect time to bring it up. I think, right?
I have to say that's a very attractive sheep.
Well, you would know. are there ones you find attractive and ones you don't?
I just don't understand how that sheep is holding the glasses up.
It's just one of those things.
Jack just turned it up to 11 in right at the get-go of the show. I'm interested to see where this could go from here. Or not at all. Interesting.
Well, that's why you should join us live, because the people listen to podcasts, but I don't know what they're talking about.
I have no idea what this show is about. I listen and I can't see what they're doing.
Exactly. I quit.
I just want to say that my internet's shitty. I'm not at my home. I'm not at home court advantage. I don't have a green screen. I don't feel my lighting's all bad. And then now Jack's coming at me with this sheep fucker thing, you know, great. Thanks guys. Thanks a lot. So
now I feel bad.
No. You shouldn't feel bad. You should feel really bad.
I was gonna do it and no one else did. I was just waiting, but yeah, they executed it well. Well, hey, happy May the 4th to you all.
Yes, May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, we did that.
Indeed.
Yeah,
we did that. We did. Nick and I did a podcast. It's called Owen and Baru's. You know. you might check it out. You know, it's a short one this week. So
that's all you got to do to get people to listen. Just give them what they want.
Well, I know Randy doesn't like it when we talk about Star Wars, so we were trying to cut it out. You know what I'm saying?
Dave Coulier style. I dig. I was going to join this week, but I never had an opportunity to watch it today. So the episode you guys covered is episode one of the Bad Batch on Owen and Bruce, right? And yeah. I'm looking forward to watching it. It just came on today, and I had a full-fledged day. Day kind of sucked, actually. So, was it yesterday? My daughter got sent home from school because the day prior, which would have been Sunday.
But she's the student council. How can you send her to student council?
So are they already trying to impeach her?
Yeah,
right? It's I got blamed.
You can't send me home. Do you know who I am? Wait,
did she get like a real? Did she get like a spray tan orange, or is she just like she pissing people off?
No. So what happened was on Sunday evening there was a trampoline incident at our friend's house.
Oh,
where she got her leg went through the side, you know where the springs are, and like
a little bit.
So you know she was complaining about it on Sunday night, and you know true parenting. Kid, you're gonna be fine.
Just rub it off.
Just rub some dirt on it, you know.
Yeah.
Because she's done this whole thing before where she'll like limp. You know, and then when you're not looking, she's not limping, you know. So she gets up more, she's like, "Dad, kind of hurts still, blah, blah, it doesn't feel good." I'm like, "You're fine, kid. Don't worry about it." So I go off to work. And I get to work. 2 minutes after I get to work, I get a phone call. And the school is concerned that she might be injured. So they had to have me come and pick her up. Went to the pediatrician's office. And they're like, you might want to get it checked out because she couldn't straighten her leg out all the way without pain.
So
the school just accepted that your daughter had a normal injury. They didn't go they didn't question that you were like beating her on the side or, you know.
No, they didn't. Well, maybe they are behind closed doors.
I told you to eat your peas.
I
don't want to say, I'm just speaking for the listeners when they, you know, they're like, oh man, this is what white privilege is like.
Wow. Okay.
These are the listeners, man, not me.
That was them. I heard them.
So anyways, long story longer. She's home for 2 days, and today we went to the orthopedist, had x-rays done, and she's okay. She's just bruised up and sprained pretty good. So she's hobbling around on crutches, and she's soaking up every ounce of that. She loves
a big burrito or something like that?
Yeah, I took her out to lunch today, went to our local burrito joint, and she crushed a burrito. And Randy, no, she was not. Randy, to answer your question, no, she was not wearing blue jeans when she got injured.
So she's a real athlete.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So she's fine. Yeah, she's going to be okay. She's just a little bit bruised and battered, but she'll heal.
Yeah, we had similar short when my daughter was like.
Fucking Randy. That was good.
Yeah. My youngest daughter was like 12, 13. She hurt her hand. And like it looked like the bone was sticking out. I kept going, "You sure she didn't need to go to the doctor?" My wife's like, "You know her, because she has a flair for the dramatics and still does."
Oh yeah.
Turns out it was broken.
Fine. Yeah.
So, yeah. We waited like 2 weeks before she went to the doctor.
What was it?
She's got gangrene from the bone.
She had a broken bone in her hand, and
But
she was like, since she was like 3 years old, when she went to this school, she'd always go. Go to the nurse or the office and say, "I have something wrong." And she'd get these, they had these ice packs that were sponges in a plastic bag. And you literally, we had about 300 of those because every year she'd come home with a bag because she had hurt. Well, this was legit. She had a broken hand, but you know.
My daughter broke her arm on a trampoline. So
they're deadly.
Know, and, you know, definitely one of those things that Chris, you know, this happened on a Mother's Day. And so my wife had, you know, she had had, you know, Mother's Day drinks, you know, she's enjoying her day. And by God, all rights to mom.
So this week, mom should be drinking heavily.
But
I love how this story probably could have been told without the drinks part, but you definitely just threw your wife under the bus.
I definitely did.
Sharing that she was sauced because it was Mother's Day.
No, the kid could have gone on this freak injury, like no big deal. It had no influence whatsoever on the alcohol content of your wife's blood.
This sets the... paints the picture here. I'm sorry, I'm not really good with words today. I'm fucked. But she was just a little bit more laid back about it. So when the injury happened, she was a little bit more like, Brian, you're fine, you know, whatever, blah, 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 you know, you brush it off. And I, being the parent that was just like responsible, was like, holy shit. I think something's wrong.
Did you just throw your wife under the bus again?
I did.
This is an absolute like dad of the year campaign that you're running right now, by the way. You're just trying to cast shadow on
I'm just saying parental. There's certain incidences that happen that it's like, oh, hey, I stepped in. I was there. You enjoy your Mother's Day. By the way, her arm's broken, you know. It happens.
I want to hear her side of this.
No. Does she ever need to be on the show.
Often retell this story with this being the theme?
No. But I probably do bring up the part where she was drinking.
Yeah.
how was it last year?
No. It was pre-COVID. So I think it was in 2019. Okay.
Okay, because COVID, she wasn't drinking for Mother's Day, right?
Yeah. It was just normal Mother's Day drinking. Mother's Day drinking.
Yeah, okay.
So,
well, I think you'd drink more on COVID Mother's Day, wouldn't you?
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying. It would be even more intense, you know? Like, it was just a normal Mother's Day drinking, and I should just kind of... Hopefully my wife never listens to these podcasts.
That was the point I was getting at. I mean, what if she heard this? What would the conversation be?
I think I would probably, the only reason she would listen to this podcast is if I was actually dead, and she was just like, oh, I want to reminisce about like Matt and how I loved him.
I thought I knew him.
He never had a bad thing to say about me.
His grandmother's cookies are shit. What is he talking about?
Who's Dolores? What was the name of the girl? I forgot. In the dream.
Why is he drawing penises at work?
You should write that on your will. Like, if I die, you should listen to all my podcasts, but start with The Leftovers.
Episode.
Start with The Walking Dead podcast.
Sure, with The Walking Dead. You have to listen to, it's like basically like Breaking Bad. You got to watch Better Call Saul first.
Right. Yeah, nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
an interesting point you just brought up. Because, you know, this is kind of like the era of podcasting, right? So when we go, our loved ones will have an entire disaster to listen to after we're gone.
That's a good point. As long as the server's up.
As long as the server's still up.
Right. Oh, as long as the server's.
Yeah, so that means, I don't know, Jane Jack Productions might not want to keep that server running, you know, so.
They've clearly hid the evidence of the drunken, stoned out of my mind podcast.
I think I can find that.
I know you've said that before. I just don't think anybody needs to hear me just go, huh? What?
Someone else was supposed to be on that night too, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was just me. Yeah, no, I don't think it was Russ. I think it was before
Mike?
Russ.
Probably
Mike. Before Mike.
What show was this? Was,
we used to do a sports talk
with
sports talk guys.
You used to be drunk and high for sports talk.
I took some like cold medicine or something like that, and I was just
and
like,
I couldn't see him. You know, this is
because we were on the phone.
We were on TalkShoe, and the other person, I figured who the other was, Rob. It was way back when.
Oh yeah.
And someone couldn't be there, so it was just me and Matt, which is fine. And Matt's like, I go, and I'm like, I have no one. I'm just trying to read the chat. I go, the fuck is wrong with him? And, so I got, we ended up, usually it took what, about an hour? I think the show lasted maybe 20 minutes because I'm just
It was 15.
15 minutes?
It was 15 minutes long. And we usually pick all of the games and we talk about each game. Like, oh, I think this is going to be a good. And I was just like, I don't know, chat.
So what do you think of that? I go, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
I couldn't believe that I was picking the Jets too. So, like, I made all of the wrong picks. That you'd think that, like, in some kind of weird way, I would have like amazing, like, who would have ever thought he got the perfect, you know? No, it was just shitty as always.
Yeah, Randy mentions that he listens to that show.
Yeah. I think that's why he still listens and tunes in. He's like, when is Matt gonna like really?
Or that was the last time he listened to that show, one or the other. So, Randy, did you keep watching it? Yes or no? That's the bigger question.
Or it wasn't what you listened to it.
Or listened, right, on TalkShoe.
Or the time it was, because it was TalkShoe, I said, hey, let's invite some guests on. Yeah. We invite this guy on, and all of a sudden he starts dropping the N-word, N-word. I'm like going, whoa. And I can't figure out how to get him off.
Jack couldn't push the stop button fast enough.
I go, who the hell? I go, dude, stop. So I finally was able to. But Colleen was able to edit that part out before it went. Jesus. But it was like right off the bat. Dun, 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 dun. I'm like going, dude.
That's what you miss, though, about those old shows, the call-in shows, because they had no way of stopping it once it started. No. You know, it's like, I was like, you know, in the background, like, oh, yeah, who's this? Yeah, this is Chris. Like, oh, okay, Chris, you have a question for Jack? Yes, I do. Like, what's it pertaining to? Oh, it's pertaining to the Chargers. Oh, okay, great. They're like, okay, we have Chris now from Boston for Jack. It's like, hey, Jack, do you know
how fucking dick?
Yeah. Like, shit.
And that's the last time we're letting anybody from Boston on the show.
John Brady can set my boss.
Wasn't it Howard Stern that had people go up to the random like reporters and stuff and say, hey, blank me in the blank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen, you can see it on YouTube where like the a news reporter is doing it live. Hey, blank me in the button. But I guess I could say it, right? It's, mm-hmm. We're like,
you can say it.
It's, I mean, I think everyone listening gets it.
Hey, fuck me in the pussy is what people would say.
All right. So, timestamp 1735 is when Jack says that. We can probably make some type of audio loop.
It's a new hit track.
I'm running for president. Fuck me in my pussy. You know, whatever you're saying there. Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah. Now I'm on it. Uh-oh. Damn it.
We can cut me out saying it. Sherry, wanted to know, do people think you were having a stroke?
I don't think anybody really cared about me at that point.
Someone's got to make an animated sheep.
What?
With Matt's voiceover, just say, hey, fuck me.
hey, look at that.
So someone's got to be good. Somebody listening, if you're good with making like animations and stuff, if you can somehow take Matt's voice and put that onto a goat, that'd be outstanding.
Not
a
Please
goat.
Don't do that. Don't
ever. Or a sheep, rather. Yeah. We can make an NTF out of it and sell it.
I'm okay. I'd just like to retain my own.
you want to retain your own intellectual property?
We have to have somebody out there that has that that can do that.
But you know, I really don't want my kids. You know,
could we do this? What, like the kind of like the Photoshop thing I did, and turn that into a shirt?
No, mm-hmm. I don't need my
face. Only if it's made of wool.
It's very stalker of you to take this picture of me, Jack. And
Matt,
just,
think of the how do you know I did it? How do you know it wasn't sent to me?
You made it. You definitely.
Oh,
made
you know. Speaking of having, I will shift this conversation into a better realm for Matt. Speaking of being sent something, I received in the mail.
I forgot my postcard. Mail.
It's up. Oh. Mine is upstairs, but I did receive a postcard.
Oh yeah,
from Maggie.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get it. Fuck.
Oh, you didn't get one?
Not yet.
You didn't get yours.
Are we there yet? Not yet. Are we there yet? I apologize, Maggie. I had it and I forgot to bring it upstairs.
Yeah.
Luckily, my wife said something because I thought it was just a bunch of junk mail because we get all this junk mail. So I almost tossed it.
You guys so are closer, so it's probably like a day, you know, or 2 days for me. So
yeah, so she did send out a postcard when I think she was she went on vacation. She mentioned that she drove through Illinois or no Indiana, one of the two. Sorry, I can never get that story straight. But made her remember all of our first flight conversations. She thanked us for all of the laughs. But thank you, Maggie. What was the last? I can't remember the last time I received a postcard from somebody. That was very, very nice.
I do it all the time. I mean,
I've never got a postcard from you.
I've never had.
We
your
all do it all the time.
To Maggie, but it's nice though to get some random thing in the mail where you're not expecting it. You know,
I appreciate
It my wife gets a thing from the post office, like it's like a scanned kind
from
of
the,
thing.
From the liquor store. Thank you note.
No, the post office like scans the mail for the day, and so she gets a notification.
Yeah,
so
my wife does the same thing.
So she already knew like that I was getting this postcard from Maggie, and with a postcard she can
read it. Who is Maggie?
And yeah, she was kind of like, oh, so you're getting a postcard today from Maggie.
And she's magnificent.
Matt's like, fan mail.
I was just like, babe, you know how it is being a podcaster. Yeah, you
being
know,
the favorite on the show. It's coming to the territory.
No, it was very, very sweet, Maggie. And it was Outer Banks, North Carolina. I saw that you put the Kitty Hawk on there, which.
I still have never been there.
Yeah, that was.
I've never been to the Outer Banks either. Yeah.
No, it was nice. My wife, that's the reason I didn't throw away. My wife goes, hey, don't throw away your postcard. I go, she goes, Maggie sent a postcard. I go, what?
Well, okay.
I thought it was just advertisement.
Next week, we'll unite all of the postcards together on screen, okay. On air. Mm.
Wait if Nick doesn't get one.
Yes, don't get it.
If Nick, hopefully Nick's has come through. But mine, because I'm podcasting from work tonight and not at home because of my internet. I don't have my postcard with me, but I did receive mine today, and be kind of cool.
I got mine yesterday.
To hold them up.
And Jack's defense here about the sheep. How do you know that that is a cutout picture of your face? Jack could have been just roaming the fields of Ohio and
it's
found
the same
this
fucking glasses.
I'm just saying that could be your child. it just looks
I'm updating my request for the animated sheep with Matt's voice. It also has to be wearing blue jeans. A sheep wearing blue jeans with Matt's face and voice.
Can we get
is
this,
that too much to ask?
Can we get this sheep also saying "Forever in Blue Jeans" doing Neil Diamond's?
Forever
in blue jeans.
Hair coming out.
Maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight. I just hate you guys. You guys so much.
I wish I could do. I wish I had the talent for that because that would be funny.
Get for fucking sheep.
How
for animation?
Well, how do I get his mouth to move and just have and play Neil Diamond in the background?
No, you can't. There's
like a jib jab. Get like a jib jab version.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
on a
yes. There's got to be a way. I can.
We really don't need.
I'm writing this down.
Mangle.
I think we should move on to other things.
Neil Diamond with blue jeans as a sheep.
You guys suck.
We'll paste it up.
I went out of my way.
It might go viral.
Uh huh. I don't need myself to go viral for that.
Well, just
because
you're at work and not drinking,
you might not need it to go viral. I mean,
I know you guys are ready to.
You already killed
bodies in my backyard.
Yeah. Well, you already killed. I was going to say you already killed the Netflix series that cost us Emmys.
Yeah. That's going to be the thing that my kids listen to. They're going to like find that one podcast. Of all the podcasts, they're going to like hone in on that one.
This is years in the future, and they're going to be like, oh man, I remember that. I remember the bodies in the backyard. Forget about that. Yeah.
My daughter seen a ghost cat one night, and I can't say anything. Like, I'm just like,
Wait, she saw a ghost cat?
She saw a ghost cat on the end of her bed. And she's always thought that it's her cat Olive. So,
hold on. So,
but
you never brought this up before.
Where was this?
It's not like I have like a bullet point of like all ghost sightings I've ever had.
But it's something we were talking about, how your house is haunted because you're next to a burial ground.
I would have that list.
I don't necessarily want attention being drawn to such things, you know. And
your wife is drunk on Mother's Day, but you don't want to tell.
I'm just painting a picture. She was chillaxing. Ooh. It's Mom's Day, and she's like, "Go ahead, kids, play on the trampoline." And then it's like, "Ow, I hurt my arm. Rub some dirt on it or some alcohol. Now go play again." And I'm like,
"That's not mine."
And I was just the one that was like, "Wait, that doesn't look right." So,
holy shit! So Sherry just dropped a hot tip in the chat.
She did. Oh, did she?
Yes.
I don't. She did. Oh, okay. Thank you.
We lost Sherry as a listener. That's sad.
And she was good. She didn't know she was gonna make it. She might be sleeping.
I know. It's ironic because she's now blocked.
Thanks, Sherry, for the tidbit. I'll see if I can find that tomorrow. I got time. Well, it's tough with the grandkids there.
And I got my Apple ID password right the first time. For the first time ever.
Baby tonight. Baby tonight. All alone, you and I. We should get like in the back. When I get to the course, have a bus.
I just downloaded an app. This is the most ridiculous thing.
All right, I'm gonna send the artwork to Dick.
I thought you could only be on this show for an hour. I mean, like, yeah. I feel like at the end of this hour, you're gonna have
Can we send the artwork to Jacob and get this shirt made?
I don't think so. Don't think that's gonna happen.
What if it makes millions? What do you? I mean,
it's just white.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, in other news, Jack, you know what show I watched that you suggested? Don't you think suggested looks like suggested
when you look at it?
It's suggested. All right.
That's what kept me off the student council. I kept saying suggested.
I suggested we should come to conclusions.
What other word has a double consonant that uses a different sound for each consonant, though? That's an interesting word. Suggest. Get in j. Back to back. It's kind of rad. It's a good word.
Fun word to say when you're high.
Yes.
Have you ever said it when you're high?
Only when I'm podcasting.
But what other word do you know has a double consonant that utilizes different sounds for each? I'll wait.
Pacific?
I was told there'd be no math.
Pacific? Does that count?
Can I use it has to have a double consonant back to back.
Oh, double back to back. Oh.
The different sound.
Hmm.
Or am I saying it wrong? Is it actually suggest or is it suggest?
Suggest.
All right.
And you're calling me high.
I was going to say this was more interesting than Star Wars talk.
You know, I was trying to reach out to you about this show that you told me to watch, and I'm almost through.
What's the show? It's
The Detour.
Detour. I was thinking.
I'm on the final season 4. I believe that is it.
You're already on the final season?
Yeah, I'm like the third episode in. I
gotta make sure I finished it.
I really.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm suggestion. Not letting this go. I'm not letting this go. It is sug, and then jest.
Yeah. Suggestion.
Suggestion. Suggestion.
Suggestion. I never say it that way, but
I suggest.
I have never thought about this word more in my life than right now.
I suggest we do more research.
I mean, I do know why, like, but
I'm looking at double something.
Yeah. So, like, what do you call those wooden things that you put clothes in with the drawers?
Drawer.
Like a cabinet. But what do you? What's the fancy way of saying it?
Dresser.
Armoire.
Or armory.
Dresser.
I'm thinking like okay, so like Southerners will say, "Chester drawers."
Say what?
Yeah. but it's chest of drawers.
I always thought it was Chester drawers.
Chester, like the name Chester.
That's how Southerners
will say Chester drawers.
I'll be honest with you, I said that before I became a Southerner.
I've never heard of that term in my life.
You never heard chest of drawers or Chester drawers?
No. Chester drawers, yeah.
Chester drawers.
Chester. But I always thought it was Chester drawers.
Because where did they get that? Who's Chester? I used to always wonder who Chester is. How'd they get that name?
It's chest of drawers, but people in the South just run together and say Chester drawers.
LMNOP.
By the way, Chester drawers would be a really funny character to be in Beauty and the Beast, like one of the little animated furniture people. Like, oh, I'm Chester drawers, and he's got his anyway.
I always call it Chester drawers. Yeah,
chest of drawers.
Chest. I've never said it that way. That's how it's. That's how it's supposed to be.
I don't know. Was a little too suggestive.
It's suggestive.
So Matt, you found did you like it? I guess you liked it since you've powered through.
I liked it. It's weird because there's certain parts of it that it's like very cringeworthy.
Okay? Oh yeah.
And there's a lot of bodily fluids. Like the dad basically at some point has every bodily fluid on him. And I mean everyone. Like male, female, like just think of all of them. He's been in it. He's been through it. But anyway, so if you can get past that, there's some really smartly written things and some really, really funny moments. I think that
there's every season has an episode that is just, oh my God, funny.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking season one was the one where there is the Night of the Round Table one. I'm trying to remember the episode.
I think also because I binged a bunch, like some things. Now, there were certain things that I could also foresee coming because, like, you get to the end of season one and you're like, oh, I wonder if season two will be about this. And then it was like, oh, yeah, and of course it is.
Because it's like almost like Breaking Bad where they start with the end and they fill it in as they go along.
Yeah, and like each character kind of expands a little bit more.
Did your wife watch it with you? Did she have memory, or did she have memories? Because these parents are not the best parents.
They're not the best parents, and within the first, we'll just say the first four episodes, and I think this is fair to say, trigger warning on this, is that there is like a adolescent male child bride thing going on. And it's just kind of creepy as fuck. So for my wife who teaches, she was not as
I was just thinking maybe she had flashbacks of Mother's Day.
No, but there are moments that I'll play for her where I'm like, oh, isn't this just like being an adult? Like there's a scene where like the parents are basically trying to have sex and the kids are just like like not leaving them alone, you know.
So fun story about that, really. I spent so much of my concentration changing my handle in this video to something witty that I completely missed the first 25 seconds of what you guys are talking about. And I've been trying to piece it together, but I'm getting so fucking lost.
I'm talking about
what
the detour.
What just happened?
I'm talking about the show Matt's watching.
Oh, the detour. These details are not adding up to anything I can fucking relate to. Child brides? The fuck?
It's out there.
It's seriously like they go through hell and back, and it's written by Samantha. Well, it was created by Samantha Bee and her husband James. It's the main actor, and I can't think of it, but it's James something. Yeah. And they're kind of the creative brains behind it, but. There are definitely like some real knockout moments and some subtle ones too that'll happen, like just subtle jokes and you know.
Well, the son is pretty stupid.
The son is pretty stupid,
and he says some things you sit there and go, and give the kid credit, the child actor. He's got great comedic timing.
I can't believe that parents allowed their children to be in such a show.
Really?
Like when I watch it and I'm like,
did they just come away?
Did they say like, okay, we're gonna have you come away while they like basically go after dark here, and then we're gonna bring you back in for these other moments? Because
what about you go back to Mad Men, the girl that played the what was her name?
But I mean, she didn't Like,
there's certain things she did. You're like, okay, does she know what she's supposed to be doing?
Right, I see.
I'm talking about Draper's daughter.
Matt Teresa mentions Jason Jones, so I was completely
Jason Jones.
I was completely wrong on the name, but I knew that it was a J. That's all.
JJ.
J&J Productions.
Yeah. I was told by people that listened to the podcast to watch it, and I said, all right, I'll get to it. And I said, oh my God, this is funny. My wife kind of watched, but she cringed. It's kind of
snobbish. It's very cringeworthy. I will say that. Like they don't hold back, but
it's funny.
It's funny, and I think it's worth the ride. So if you've watched other things like The League, which take things like really far, it's in that wheelhouse. You know, it might be a little bit more.
I'd say it's better than The League.
Yeah,
and I love The League, but you'd say that it was better
than The League. Okay, yeah.
I should go back and watch The League. But
there's certain characters in The League that I enjoy. I don't know if like by the time I get to the end of The League that I enjoy it as much as you know. And this show is a little bit more concise with four seasons. I felt like they could have been done at the end of the third season.
Of now The that, League or this one?
This one. But I'm yeah, fine.
I thought that at first, but then because season four starts out a little slow.
And I'm not all the way through four yet. But
I don't know if I finished it. I can't remember.
But
I'm
enjoying the ride. So that's my little bit of TV talk. So
I started watching the show based on the recommendation of one of my employees. We had a conversation about AAPI. You know, Asian American Pacific Islander awareness and such. Hmm. And he recommended this to this comedy that's on Netflix called Kim's Convenience. I don't know if you guys have heard about Kim's Convenience. So I've watched the pilot episode. So the cool thing about Kim's Convenience is that the actual show is based upon the writer, director, his name is Inns Choi. He actually wrote a play. I think it was just out of college or at the end of his time in college about Kim's Convenience, which is a Korean owned convenience store.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this
in Canada. And his goal was to try and as correctly paint the picture of what it was like growing up as an Korean, not Korean American. I apologize. This is in Canada, so
still America.
It's North America. Okay, fair enough. A Korean North American. Korean North American. Thank you for the suggestion. Anyways, but it's you try to paint a picture of what to accurately depict what it's like growing up as a Korean in this city, and it's a great comedy. So for the first episode that I watched, it was a lot of fun. So you instantly start latching on to some of these characters and some of the nuances you're kind of getting, like all the weird, idiosyncrasies of a Korean family. And it's a lot of fun. So I watched the first episode. I believe it takes place in Toronto, but if you didn't know where it was, it would kind of have like a New York City type of feel. But it was a lot of fun, the pilot episode. So I'm going to keep it going, check it out, see how it goes.
Sherry asked what channel the Detour is on. Is that Hulu? Is it on Hulu? Okay, Hulu, yes.
And Kim's Convenience is really good. I know.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I've watched that as well.
And speaking of commercial breaks, do we take a commercial break yet?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I did something today I normally don't do, but I was watching this news report about I think it was New York, about this guy. He's beating up two Vietnamese women that own this liquor store. And this one, and he's using a cement block, hitting him with it. And some guy walks out and just ignores it. I go, well, I go, do we all enjoy the coward that just did nothing and walked out? Oh my God. I had people hating me for this comment. I go, and they're like going, you don't know, what would you have done? I go, well, I probably would have stopped. I would have jumped in. It wasn't like he had a gun or a knife. And he looked like he was, I could have probably taken him, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm like going, and it just how people kept defending the guy with the cinder block.
What medium was this?
I forget what city it might have been, New York. I was just on YouTube.
Nope. Oh, you're on YouTube.
It means what were you commenting on? Like what?
Oh, and I just put a comment in the thing. And YouTube. I said, oh my God, what a mistake that was, because I had.
Okay. So it wasn't like people. So what I guess what I'm getting at is it wasn't like our Facebook page.
Oh, no. I was on my YouTube page and I saw like a, God, how did that guy just walk out and not stop it? Or at least, you know, try and stop it, but he just. But I, the people making defense for this guy, I'm like going, I go, he has a family, maybe he didn't want to get involved. I go, literally, the guy's laying on the ground hitting this woman in the face with the.
If he has a family, that's more of an incentive or a reason to jump in.
Again, it's different. The guy has a gun. Yeah, okay. I can't probably disarm something.
But that's the world we live in now because of lawsuits and everything else. It's like there's so much worry about doing the right thing that, you know, you see someone have a heart attack or something on the street, people just let them drop because it's like, well, if I try to do mouth to mouth or CPR, and I'm not certified or, you know, whatever, then that person, if they live, can sue me. So it's like, well, right. It's just like, and it's the same thing with, you know, I mean, that's the whole final episode of Seinfeld, you know, it's just like, well, we're not going to do anything because, of course, they were just horrible people, but like, that's why people don't want to do anything anymore.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. It's not my fight. It's not my this. And they go, it was two women who weren't very big against this guy. But I was just like, okay, I go, I can't sit here and fight with people all day long. I need to move on. It's like,
yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm no longer on Facebook.
Yeah, it wasn't Facebook. It was like I said, YouTube. But I probably wouldn't make that comment on Facebook. I just saw the guy walking out. I go, God, he doesn't even stop. Could have at least grabbed the cement block at it. It wasn't even a cement block. It just looked like a piece of cement off the sidewalk that he was hitting this woman in the face with.
Oh,
it's like, how do you?
You saw that was like 3 weeks ago. It was a guy, was a big guy, was walking down the street and just punches a woman right in the face. And he was out on parole. He'd killed his mother.
Yeah. And he's kicking her. And the security guard at the store closes the door.
Yeah.
And they're like, they were like three. One was like a delivery guy. They're all bigger than this guy. I guess they all got fired too.
So this guy is out on parole for killing his mother. Yet there are how many people in the criminal justice system right now that are still serving sentences for possession of marijuana?
A pot. Yeah, I know.
I've been saying for the longest time.
Fucking stupid.
Why don't we just let those people out?
Can I just say that he's got mother issues?
Well, it's like, you know.
Well, his mom used to drink on Mother's Day. That's what we heard.
Not to get into...
Now you're making me feel like shit for even bringing this up. Okay, like
what are you talking about?
No, you know my.
You don't know the story. I could be telling the truth.
All right, go ahead, Nick. Well, change the subject from this.
It's not really, but like it's like lover. not to get into too much of like stupid policy decisions. But yeah, you know, it's like I'm for legalization of marijuana. Like, you know, it's a victimless crime, but now they're outlawing menthol cigarettes. It's like, are you fucking serious? It's like, you're just giving someone else now another excuse to pull someone over and be like, oh, you're smoking menthols?
Yeah.
Like,
really? I didn't.
Yeah.
So, but why? There's a whole lot behind the idea of pulling the menthol cigarettes, where there's actually some pretty good reasoning for it. But the thing that drives me nuts is that the fact that menthol cigarettes are actually still on the shelves today after the decision that was made a year ago to ban vaping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It blows my mind. It blows my fucking mind.
What's the harm in menthol? I mean, I don't pay attention.
It's always been a lot harsher.
Been harsher, but it's also been marketed to and targeting.
It's a smoother.
Specifically communities that are
African-American
communities. Well, and it the idea behind it is that it's being like, you know, essentially you're targeting a community of people with significantly negative health risks, right?
So it's always been a lot harsher and more harmful.
But I agree with Nick. It's like, okay, yeah, so. Now we're giving people cops another excuse to pull you over when they should be out there. You know,
yeah. I mean, can you imagine? You imagine getting pulled over just from like a routine, whatever, and then someone going like, oh, you smoking menthols? You know, those are illegal, right? And then you just, it opens up so much other bullshit. It's like, you know, and that's stuff that it's this little stuff like that that infuriates me about politics. It's just like, it's like, why of all things, of all the shit that we've got going on, you choose to go, oh, let's outlaw menthol cigarettes.
Like if you're gonna pull that card, you might as well just outlaw cigarettes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so. what's if you're looking at specifically from a health risk, the outlaw cigarettes, right? No doubt about it. Like, they're fucking terrible. They kill you. They kill other people.
That's what I never got. Even as a kid, I never understood why marijuana was illegal when people smoked. Because I grew up in the 60s where, you know, the doctor smoked, everybody smoked. I mean, everyone smoked. It was just...
Well, it wasn't illegal until the 20s, you know, the 1920s. And it's like they should have overturned it decades ago. It's like, you know, I don't understand it, why it was ever made illegal, other than like it's not addictive, so they can't, you know, like get people, you know.
Well, wasn't the tobacco industry has always been, had a huge lobbyist group. So they said, well, we don't want them cutting into our profits.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that you could have both cigarette companies, because you better believe Philip Morris, whoever, would have purchased tobacco fields and marijuana fields for the same thing. The thing is that tobacco and nicotine is addictive. So there's more money in it than just casual weed smokers.
Which is interesting. You think about it, right? So, you know, the
you have a customer for life.
Yeah,
in which states are starting to adopt marijuana laws, and hopefully federally it becomes a thing sometime soon. Now the cigarette or the tobacco companies have to go after somebody else, and it happened. And I'll bring it back to the whole vaping thing, right? The tobacco companies went after it, and they lobbied the fuck out of it, and they put this like false narrative of all these kids who are dying from vaping. No, it's because you don't even hear about it
anymore.
I know, because they got rid. They got rid of it. You can't buy shit in most states anymore. It's ridiculous. But what's crazy is they create this crazy false narrative of all these kids are getting sick from vaping these vape cartridges, and it's because they're in states in which you couldn't actually legally buy it. So they're going online and buying all this black market shit that's made with all terrible ingredients. Whereas if it was legal in their state, they could go to a vape store and get legitimate product that's not going to fucking make them sick. So it's a catch-22. But like the biggest influence here is by far the tobacco companies and lobbying against it all. Yet the number one fucking death in America is still legal. So
yeah, it's crazy.
But I think now the majority of tobacco grown in North America is actually exported out. Yeah, but it's exported out, I think, to China and Japan, I think. Yeah. Like it's and Americans, because of 30 years of, you know, negative tobacco information, have really cut back on actual smoking tobacco. So they're now like India, China, like all these other countries who never could afford it until now. You know, see movies and see all the other things, and they think it's something different to do. And so, like, they're actually buying majority of our tobacco.
Hey, James Dean smoked.
Yeah.
And he was cool. They're just getting those movies over there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're just getting them now.
Yeah.
Well, the internet finally downloaded this James Dean movie.
I'm sure a lot of these countries have never seen a James Dean movie.
Nor why should they?
Because he was cool. Couldn't drive,
I guess.
Is it too soon? Couldn't drive.
It's too soon. Yeah.
It's not like he's a Kennedy.
You know the story about Alec Guinness telling him that if he keeps.
Is this coming back to Star Wars?
No. Yeah,
it is. No, I mean the Alec Guinness like meeting James Dean and telling him like that if he keeps that car he's gonna die.
I did not hear that. No.
Yeah,
well, he would know. Use the Force to tell him, right?
He met James Dean, and he it was like he had just gotten this car, and it's the car that he wrecked in, and he said, you know, if you keep driving this car, you're gonna die, or something like that. Like, you know, he just kind of made a comment to him about it, you know, and then of course, then when he died,
you're saying Alec Guinness killed.
No, I'm not. But you can do that for your crackpot Jack, you know, Crazy Hank TV if you want to.
I'm going to write that down. The day Alec Guinness killed.
So Alec Guinness was drunk one day and he went out
on beer.
I think he was coming out of a pub.
Obi-Wan was just like, fucked up on Mom's Day.
Yeah, I fucked up my mom's day. I'm writing this down. Slow down, Chris.
I feel like Matt knows the story better, and he's gonna like chime in the chat, and be like, "Actually, it was."
And he killed James Dean because he hated him.
It was actually Mick Jagger.
It's like I know.
After it's like a bridge of the River Kwai.
Over the River Kwai.
Well, whatever, Mick.
He never got over that river.
Well, he didn't.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Well, there's some countries that are just getting it.
Nice. I'm just now getting that joke.
Full circle.
Because it was so bad.
But yeah, there's lots of stories like that. Like I know I brought it up months ago, you know, where Michael Douglas bought the woman who wrote Romancing the Stone. That was like one of her first successful screenplays. And the movie was such a hit, he bought her like a Porsche or Ferrari or something like that. Oh, you know? Yeah. And then she died, you know, like a few weeks after he bought her that car.
Michael Douglas kills woman that wrote Romancing with the Stone.
So this one Mother's Day, Michael Douglas got so fucked up.
Yeah. He bought this woman a death car. Now, would you feel guilty?
Yeah, of course. Douglas. Yeah, he did. I mean, he's talked about that, how he still feels guilty about it. Because she was really young, and, you know, she shouldn't have had that car.
And she didn't write the sequel, right?
No, another person wrote the sequel, which is why Jewel of the Nile is nowhere near as good as Romance.
So that's why he feels guilty, because the sequel is so bad.
I don't know if it's that, but...
I'm just thinking like Michael Douglas. I'm just trying to think. What the hell are you doing?
Someone's cold? Cold over there.
I got cold hearing all these stories.
Fuck you guys.
You're trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
you just have a sleeping bag? Is that what that is? What is that? You just pulled it out of your work?
Oh, no. This is just my sweatshirt.
How creepy would it be if somebody, like a ghost from like Matt's neighbor's house, just like popped up in that door right behind you?
Oh yeah, is that your front the door to the business?
Yeah, that's the back room actually.
The back room. Is that a glass door?
Yeah, there's like a little see-through glass kind of.
So this you have a glass. Robbery. Wait. So you have a glass door on your back of your
business? No. Like this is a if you go through that to the door, tank, you room. Go into the warehouse. Oh, okay. Portion of the. Of
oh,
the
so it's not. Oh. People aren't walking, but because why do you have all the credit card information on there?
So why is that guy standing there?
Yeah,
I know. It's for real. Like I, you know.
Why does he have that cinder block?
Why is there a weird reflection? I could turn on a light in the background too, and just.
But
see
no. But why? Well, why is there information on credit cards in that credit card stuff?
There's what's, not credit card.
You know, what's no, on the glass? Yeah, like
payments accepted here. Yeah. I clearly see a MasterCard. Oh, I see,
yeah.
That's because my boss took those stickers out and put them up there because he thought it was fun. Whatever.
But so it's just you and him see it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, customers actually in this portion of the store, so I don't.
Okay,
know.
Okay, so they can get you.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm just saying. I think Chris was hinting at that somebody could come and. And get you.
No, I didn't say that. I don't want to be the next fucking, you know.
You don't, Al Guinness?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you did say it. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but you did say it. I can't get over that door.
I can't quite seem to move the computer.
Are those stairs or are they?
Yeah, those are stairs.
Where's the water tanks for the dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have those here.
Oh. I thought at first I thought they were pallets stacked
up.
We
chopped them up.
Don't they look like pallets kind of stacked on one?
They do, yeah.
Those things are great for bonfires. We used to have those I think I told the story where we used to steal pallets. We go behind a store and steal pallets and we throw them in the back of this guy's truck. And we jumped on the back of the truck and he drove away because the security was coming after us. And he goes up a hill and the pallets moved.
Why would security come after you? Like I would think that if someone came and took my stack of pallets, it would be like a service. Like
They were funny about their pallets, and and as we're driving up this hill in Genesee, the pallet shifted. We're in the back of this truck, back of that, and the pallets were actually over The car's over. So here's the thing. The pallet slipped. The only thing that saved us was the pallet got hooked on another pallet. We're telling him, stop the truck! Stop the truck! And he's just trying. So you think all these stupid things, you go, God, the things we did as a kid, it was so stupid. But but they burn great. Not like bowling pins. Bowling pins actually burn fantastic. Once you get past the initial smell of the plastic, that's probably harmful for the environment. But it was the 80s.
What we used to do.
They burn forever.
We'd always go to the grocery stores because they always had cardboard compactors. And so you would, you know, they just would shoot out this huge square of just compacted cardboard. And then, of course, they have the tape around them. And then you just put that in the back of your truck. And then you just dump it out in the field somewhere, pour a little diesel on it. Boom, that thing will burn for 5-6 hours. It's just, it was great.
Yeah, they were great. We'd have parties at the beach and it was a lot of fun. Go swimming at night, something I probably wouldn't do today, but
night swimming.
Well, in the ocean, you know, you're thinking, okay, what just touched my leg?
That's nice.
Is that your store? Or is that just a Photoshop?
This is the background of the shop there.
That is nice.
Usually the computer can't turn around this way. But
so people can come in there and just, what is that, paper? Or is it just...
that's all of the paper.
And they can pick out, because that's big paper. I mean, when I think of paper store, I think of like an 8x11.
Oh, 8x11, these are larger sheets. People use
very cool
book binding and... you know, different things. So we're kind of a bit of a diamond in the rough. There's not a lot of paper stores in general. So, I had a lady.
Do you have art paper for like a New York artist?
Yeah. That's what we want to know. If I'm going to get a real artist, I'm going to.
Well, and then you can kind of see some of my paintings there in the.
Oh, wow. Well, I like that one. Is an ocean scene? Above the exit door.
Oh yeah, there's kind of like a landscape going back into mountains. And
I like that.
Very cool.
But since I'm here, I might as well kind of show off the store. Usually, you just see the background, which is kind of like where I like the blah area. But yeah, this is where people.
Over there, ever like kicked a corner of those things and like knocked over all these like rolls of paper?
No. No, but I fell. I fell from basically where that black kind of strip is right there. Like that little black strip right there. I was up above right there.
I already
got
the title for this movie.
There used to be a railing right there and I fell. I was right there.
How'd you get up so high?
Well, there's actually the stairwell that you just saw.
Oh, the
stairwell goes up to that like kind of little loft area, and so it's about.
So you could have fallen on the floor.
I did. I landed.
You fell 20 feet.
It's about 12 feet, 12 I think. Feet. So
what were you wearing that day?
Damn it! You just beat me to it.
I saw Nick's brain working too. I saw it.
Yeah,
he had to be wearing blue jeans. Am I right?
No, actually, I was wearing shorts. And I was wearing
denim shorts.
No, I wasn't.
You had jorts on.
No, like they
were a kid. Our moms used to cut like our shorts and our long pants in the summertime. They were jean shorts. So
it was summertime because it was in the morning, and I just opened.
It was in the morning.
Fuck
that's
you.
What you started to say. Go back.
No.
Did you get hurt?
Yeah, I did. I hurt my left foot really bad. That was what took the brunt of the, like, both feet hurt, but the left foot, I definitely bruised some bones. What's up?
Did you win an Oscar
for it? Did you win an Oscar for it?
I was just amazed that I landed.
Where did the sled end up?
The sled that
Were you sledding in the, is that how you fell?
No, there was a hand railing up there, and I was leaning. I was just kind of ever so slightly leaning over one of those murals because I wanted to see like how it would look. So I was kind of like holding one up.
Was this during business hours?
It was in the morning. It was like 5 minutes before we were about ready to open. And so as I land, like the whole railing came crashing down, and I'm up above in the air for like at least. I mean, it was over like that, but to me, it was slow motion. And the whole time I kept thinking, don't land on the papers, don't land on the papers, don't land. And just I did
the Titanic song in the background.
I
here, far.
That would be perfect. Do you have video of this?
No, I wish I did.
Chris is right. That song would be perfect for this.
I kept thinking of Niagara Falls because we had just been to Niagara Falls like that summer, and we had just gotten back, and the whole time I kept thinking, dear God, like, can you imagine going over the falls like this? And anyway, landed on my feet, and the fortunate part, we actually had a customer come in, and a customer, not just a random customer like that I don't know, but someone who knows me, knows who I was, and they were actually, it was handy that they were there because, you know, had I been injured, they could have actually like gotten someone.
But instead, they said, could you get this paper to me in a hurry?
They did shop, and I did actually sell them paper and everything, but you know, it all
did. Did they ask why the railing was down?
No, I mean he was like, I mean he could see it, and you know
you had the door, you had the front door open.
Well, I mean the front door was unlocked, and so
that's what I'm saying. Yes,
basically right where that exit sign is behind.
You have a bell that goes ding ding.
No, I've always wanted to get an electric one that kind of like, you know, it's like a little.
You got to get that. That's...
You got to get the bell. Yeah. So
I almost got thrown out of a Vegas hotel once because I was so drunk. I kept going in and out. Ding ding. That's one where Dale. I don't want to tell the story again, but Dale talked to somebody in the jacuzzi and insulted them pretty badly.
Nice.
This is on a Married Man show, but anyway. That's where I saved Dell's life. And he was drunk and he fell in the, well, I kicked him in the jacuzzi and he was just, he was just spinning around with the jacuzzi water and we're all sitting there watching him. We're all out of the jacuzzi. Even people, he isn't being obnoxious. So I just pushed him in the jacuzzi. And my friend, I was with, I go, I'm not saved him. He might need mouth to mouth. I go, and then people, isn't that your friend? I go, yeah, you know. Yeah. So finally, I pulled him out. I go, I saved your life. You owe me.
You know, after podcasting with you so long, I can understand why he was probably a little annoyed.
Have you heard the podcast he was on?
Sure. Yeah, I have. No, I have.
Go read the reviews of the. I don't know. Because it was Ramblecast, right? So it wouldn't be the is it Married Man?
They're still Married Man. Yeah,
but are those reviews part of us?
No, those are they stay with Married
Man. Okay, all right, yeah, go back and read
probably for the better.
Go back and read those reviews.
I know Chris has to bow out here.
Hey, can I just say something, John, the UPS guy? Who's in fourth now? Not the fucking Padres. Who took two or three from the Giants?
Why did that have to supersede me, like, allowing Chris?
Because I
like,
just noticed John, the UPS guy, was in there. So
it's not John related. It's not Chris related, though.
It's not.
I don't give a fuck about that. I just noticed it was in there, and I want to get out before you went, all right, this is the end of our show.
All right, the best part about it
is that the last time John typed something was literally 25 minutes ago.
I just noticed it.
And Chris, this is why I'm going to miss you leaving. Should we end the show here and do a bonus, or what do you gentlemen like?
I say we just keep going.
We keep going. You're never going to get to read these words.
That's all right.
No, I think Chris is better off for that.
Yeah, right. You probably are. Besides, it's just what I wrote for Owen and Brews anyway.
So how do you say that? How do you say your name, Chris?
The creativity.
How do you say your name, Chris?
Chester-drawers, the fuck? What? Fucking Chester-drawers.
Chester-drawers.
Well, I said that and the Padres are losing now. Ooh, fucking Padres.
These Southerners are real weird. All right, everybody.
But I said that in San Diego.
I am going to go.
It's southern of California.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Council awaits.
Yay.
Yes. Are you taking notes? Oh, man.
It's crazy. Because the Cardinals are coming to play.
You're on the same level as me. So it's just like too weird.
No one's on the same level as you.
Yeah. The Cardinals are going to play the Rockies in July. I don't like being in the upper left. It's weird.
Yes.
The Cardinals are coming to play the Rockies July 1st through the 4th. And then
Cardinals. I mean, the Rockies suck.
They always suck.
I know, but they're really bad now.
And then,
hold on a second. I hate to interrupt you. John just said the Giants are sweeping a doubleheader against the fucking Rockies. Everyone's played the Rockies with the Padres. Go ahead. It's like playing a little league team. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And then my friend, who also moved here about the same time I did, he's from Orange County, and he's like, oh, like the Dodgers are coming to play the Rockies like mid-July. And I'm like, I really don't give a shit about seeing the Dodgers, but if you go to one of my games, I'll go to one of your games. You know, like right. That way we can, you know, meet better. So that's going to be – and he was like, well, should we go ahead and buy the tickets? I was like, well, the tickets aren't on sale yet for July. I was like, you know, you can get them off of –
It should be.
They're not on – so the Rockies sell their tickets through MajorLeagueBaseball.com. And they only sell theirs like the month in advance for like single ticket.
Oh, people. Okay. I see what you're saying.
So you can get them on like StubHub and whatever, but they're all like people that are selling their season tickets. And so it's going to be like $150 per ticket. Whereas if you wait, because the Rockies suck so bad, you can get them for like $60 a ticket, like behind home plate. So
I agree with John, the UPS guy. Fuck the Dodgers.
Did he write that?
He did. Okay. And I repeat it. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, because you, like when I used to go to the NFL games, you had to buy, you're buying from, because what I fucked up. I told my wife, I said, we fucked up. We should have got four season tickets for the Chargers in LA because people from other cities are going to pay a fortune to go to that stadium because this year they're playing, I think, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. They already Kansas City, Oakland, Denver will be well. And that stadium's going to be full of opposing fans. Also, I think New England. It's teams that all travel really well. I said we could have probably made about $300, $400 per ticket off our tickets if we would have bought season tickets.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of. I'm still thinking about doing it because they still have season tickets available. But I go, God, if I would have been smart, you know, a $2,000 investment could have turned into $12,000.
It's crazy.
I never would have attended a game unless Spano sells the team. But seriously, if he sells the team, I'll go back and oh, man, I don't care. I'll root for the team, but I won't root for it as long as the owner's there. But yeah, just as from an investment standpoint, it's not like Bitcoin or one of those coin things. But still,
where was I? I was sitting somewhere the other day, and they had I think I just had a pub probably, and they had the Clippers game on. And I don't know why it just didn't dawn on me until then. I was like, man, San Diego has really gotten screwed. I was like, you lose the Clippers, you lose the, the Chargers. It's like
it both because they had terrible. I mean, Clippers had the worst owner of all time. It's Donald Sterling. Yeah. When it came out that he made that racist comment was heard on tape, I go, nobody in San Diego was shocked. We all knew he was racist. Mm-hmm. I go, well, why wasn't this a big deal when he owned us, when he was here? But part of the argument, sometimes I'll get in arguments with people on Twitter about, San Diego versus LA and people, the Chargers are better off in LA because this is the city of champions. We win championships here. And I told one guy, I said, okay, how many, since the Clippers have moved to LA, how many NBA championships have they won in LA? I go, I'll tell you, I'll do it for you. They've won as many as LA as they did in San Diego. Zero. I go, your point, it doesn't make sense. The Dodgers won the World Series last year in a shortened season for the first time since 1988.
I don't understand that argument, though, really, of L.A. Because, I mean, I live right next to the Staples Center. You know, I mean, no one in L.A. – oh, that dropped out. No one gives a crap in L.A. about sports. There's so many people. That's what keeps it alive is that you have so many people that randomly go. But – I mean, USC campus, the Staples Center, everything is right there. And so many Dodgers, like, but you would never know in LA that you're right there next to so many sporting events because it's no one cares. You don't see people walking down the street wearing Dodger hats or anything.
I know they care about the Lakers, but, it benefits the Lakers being in LA because it helps being a big market. The Dodgers being in LA helps because being a big market in baseball because there's no cap. NFL, there is no benefit in being in a large market. And because you look at the Forbes list of most profitable teams, like Pittsburgh is higher than the Chargers, Green Bay, Seattle. I can go a list of it's because they're successful because it's building a fan base that makes your obviously the Jets are up there and the Jets suck. The Jets are like the Chargers of the East. But it's making that argument in football because they share revenue.
Yeah.
The only reason Spanos is still in business because he's incompetent is because he bought into a system that makes him rich. He didn't buy it. His dad bought it. His dad just said, "Here, okay, I'm dying. You take over the team." And he's never done anything in his life. I mean, I'm not one of those people that hates rich kids because of their parents. If I was that way, fuck it. I'd take the money, but at least have some loyalty. Don't be an asshole, motherfucker.
That's why I tend to think sports. You're talking about like getting a loyalty fan base. That's why I tend to think a lot of professional sports is kind of rigged. It's not always rigged, but it is kind of rigged because, you know, when the Titans or the Oilers moved to Tennessee, I don't think a lot of people were really – no one cared, you know, at the time. And I think that's why they went to the Super Bowl, you know, in like their second year. It's because like, oh, we've got to get the fan base. You know, we've got to get some money rooting for this team to make money. And then they've sucked ever since. And it's kind of the same way with like what was another team? Oh, like the same thing, like the Predators. No one in the South knows anything about hockey. You know, like, I mean, no one. Like, no one grows up playing hockey in the South. And
they do. I'll be honest, they do now.
They do now. Yeah, but they didn't.
But it has turned because, like you're saying, with when the Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup in 2006,
yeah, yeah. 2007,
our business just boomed. Right. That's still part of it. And now they opened up all these rinks, and most of them are going to close because, well, the pandemic hurt. But also, I was like, my neighbor, his son still plays hockey, and he goes, there's just not enough kids because people stopped playing hockey. It just wasn't the big deal.
Yeah. It's expensive, too. It's like my youngest nephew loves hockey. Like, that's his thing. Like, you know, the older brother, you know, did the typical, like, oh, I'm playing baseball, I'm playing soccer. And, you know, like a lot of little brothers, he didn't want to be his older brother. So he went the opposite direction. He was like, I'm going to be hockey. I want to have my own thing. And he's really good at it. But it's like, if I was his parent, there's no way in hell. Like, because all of the leagues, you know, and crap's like, oh, he's good enough. He's going to be on the travel team. It's like, dude, he's 8 years old. He's 9 years old. And you want me to travel to Birmingham? And you want me to drive to Raleigh? And like, well, I'm like, no.
That's part of the deal, though, because those travel teams – It's like if you don't join the travel team, your kid's never going to make it because right. Because it's part of the scam. You have to be part of the travel team because you won't get noticed. But those travel parents spend like $20,000 a year,
yeah,
on just fucking hockey. I'm like going, all right, who has the money to spend $20,000? And some of them have like three kids, and you're like going, oh my god, that's ridiculous. And it's just. It's crazy, but my neighbors ask me, so what, your grandkids going to play hockey? I go, well, it's not my decision.
Right.
I go, but if it's up to me, I would say, don't do it. Yeah. Because I love personally playing the game, I look at, of course, I played all kinds of sports and everything I have, you know, probably have several concussions. But back then, we were talking about rub dirt on it. It's just, get right. up. I see three of you. It's okay. Rub some dirt on. Drink some water. You'll be fine. And really, that's how it was. You get, you know, get up and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, because we were actually, as towards the end of my reffing, when I was reffing, we were actually trained on looking for people, noticing if a kid had a concussion or not. And that was part of your class, was knowing if a kid had a concussion or not. And learn it. Go. They don't have to hit their head. A young kid can just go feet first into the boards, and he can, because their brain's just developing. The helmet doesn't do anything. It just rocks their thing. And I was a big, I used to sit there and go, okay, we should eliminate checking at all youth ages. And people, it's bull fucking shit. Blah, 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 blah. And they finally started doing it. But yeah. I said, no, I said, there should be no checking at all with these kids until they're adults and they can make their own decision.
Leave the kids unchecked.
Exactly.
That's all Jack asks.
I think it's 12 where my nephew plays. I think he's 12.
I thought they moved up to 14. I could be wrong. I thought they moved up to 14. But it's the Bantam age or Peewee age. But it was, you know, and then of course you have the kids that, you know, you have the incidental contact, which is worse than anything, where you just run into, you're skating and bam, you run into somebody out of the blue, and it's like, okay, people are like, he checked him. I go, well, they ran into each other. I can't call that. But the worst checks I've ever had is when I run into my own player. Mm-hmm. I had a one where I ran into an opponent and we hit helmets, and I'm like, oh my god. I knew the guy, he was a good friend of mine. I'm like, oh my god. I'm just like, so I went back and I'm talking to the goalie, and he goes, He goes, you need to get off the ice. So that wasn't making any sense. I was like, right. I don't really remember too much of it. I just remember going to the bench and taking my ice bucket and just pouring water on me. Going, okay, I'm good to go back in the game. So I went back in the game. But he goes, he got to a game. He goes, I thought you were high. He goes, you weren't making any sense at all. So I was out on my feet, and it's, just, you know, but I was brought up again, rub some dirt on it, get back in the game, suck it up. That was just the mentality.
It was like, heck, I remember so many things. Even, I mean, that's the way all the way through the '90s too. It's just a different generation. Like,
yeah.
I remember passing out in football practice from, I don't know if it was heat stroke, but it was basically just from being so hot. I remember just all the grass turning white. You know, and then like,
yeah,
just kind of like walking and then just boom, hit the ground, you know, and then next thing I'm on a bench, you know, the fan on me, mm-hmm. like some water being thrown on me. And then probably within 20 minutes, I was back on the field again. Yeah. You know, it's just like, well, you're fine. You know, like, okay.
When I was playing baseball, I used to like to play every, except the outfield. I hated the outfield. But I like to catch. I said, I'll catch because people couldn't have you when you swing the bat, some catchers can't handle it. You know, it freaks them out. Didn't freak me out. But back then, all we had was our hat turned backwards and the mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Kid hit a foul tip, and it hit me right on the side of the temple. I'm, like, laying there. I'm, like, going, all right, I don't want to do this anymore. But I'd be, like, the emergency catcher and stuff like that. But I was, like, I'm laying on the ground. I don't know how long I was laying there. And then I go, I think my dad was the manager. Go play second base. I said, okay.
I saw a video maybe 4 days ago. I probably should have sent it to you guys. I don't know if I can find it now. There's a guy at the plate, and he hits it off the neck, the ball. It's foul, and it goes right in his face. I mean, just, you know, and then, like, boom, hits the ground. And the catcher's just like, the hell just happened? Like, you know, like, yeah. Looking around, like, where's the ball? Like, you know, like, no concern that the guy is just ate dirt, you know. But
I had this one practice again. I was catching, and it was a joke. I was trying to get the ball before he – could swing, and he before he could hit it, and he hit me right to the side of the head. Nose was bleeding. Again, this is age 9, and I said, get back in the exercise, put, you know, dried up the blood and got put the mask back on. Just stupid things now where they'd rush you to the hospital, which they should. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but it's like, you know, looking back then, it's like, God, that was just stupid.
Well, you just, it's being tough, you know, like all that, you know, because I remember I got hit so hard in football once that my helmet slid down and the part, the forehead pad split my nose right here at the bridge. And I was just bleeding, you know, down the face, but I was still playing, you know, and like now you'd be immediately taken out of the game, you know, like,
You know, and, well, you can't have blood.
Can't have blood, yeah.
Yeah, because that was another thing. If you saw blood on a player, you gotta get off. You gotta get off. You gotta change your jersey or get. You can't be on. You can't have blood on your jersey. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. I remember playing touch football. We used to play it at night. I dove for the ball, caught it, and my back of my head hit a sprinkler.
Mm.
And I'd get back to the huddle. Where the guy's talking. Same thing. Like he goes, go sit down. And I drove home. I'm all dizzy. Drove home. Went to bed. It's like woke up. Probably the worst thing for me. But that's just the way it was back then. I don't know.
That's what I keep
play a safer sport now.
That's what I keep waiting for someone to make is a movie with like a lot of those 80s and 90s and 70s stuff that would be considered insane today, like riding in the back glass of your grandparents' car.
Yeah.
You know, just laying there for the sun to hit you and then them hitting the brakes and you flying forward, you know, into the front seats. You know, it's like that was just fun, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you get a ticket today.
We used to ride. Someone showed a video I saw on YouTube where the people were riding on top of a truck, on the cab. We used to do that all the time. Yeah. And you're like going, okay, that was just fucking. If I saw my kids doing that, I'd beat their ass because it's stupid. I mean, it's what, like you slide off, you're dead. You know, just. But we did it all the time. We used to sit. My friend had a Mustang hatch. We used to get our beach chairs, put them in the back of the hatch, leave the hatch up as he's driving 90, 100 miles an hour all over the place, and. That's
now,
what we did.
Now, if you were to watch all of these videos on a device, let's say, like you,
if I go back,
you can go back.
Trying to answer Kim's question.
Yeah.
Oh, which one was Kim's question?
Trying to like pull I've been waiting like for like 5 fucking minutes. Like, just like, is there a way that I can talk about what Kim's talking about here?
Oh, okay. Chat? I didn't see it.
So, Kim in the chat brings up a while ago here, actually, 10 minutes ago. She says, okay, guys, best dongle for dumb TV. And I didn't know what she meant by that, but she means only need it to watch YouTube videos. Thanks.
Oh, but yeah, any of those would be fine.
You know, one of the things that enable a non-smart TV to show YouTube vids. So, and then she gives the example of a Roku or Fire Stick. If your TV can use a Roku or Fire Stick, and I know that.
Depends how old. Yeah, depends how much of a dumb TV it is.
Like, yeah, because they do make a Roku with a three.
If it has the antenna ears, it's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. Yeah.
But there's
one. All you have is the old white, yellow, and red.
if the TV weighs 500 pounds, it's not going to work.
Okay, so Kim, they do. Roku makes one where you can actually have a yellow, red, and white connector. Okay. Yeah, they do. And I prefer the Roku. I know Will Fry chimes in here. Kim, the best is Chromecast with Google TV. It's from Google. YouTube is a Google product. Regular Chromecast is controlled by a smartphone, but Chromecast with Google TV has a remote. I've tried Chromecast. I've had some, unfortunately, like I had like a really early generation Chromecast, and so it kind of crapped out and was shit at some point. And I could never get it to connect to any internet at all. It was basically frozen. Called Google. They were like, it's old. Like, you got to get a new one. That was basically about it. So, we had Apple TV forever. But when I finally did get a Roku, because I had a TV in my basement that had the yellow, white, and red connector, that's what I went with. And I loved it. So, and you can watch YouTube videos, because Roku is a little bit more like you can add apps, you know, like Disney Plus or Prime or, you know, or YouTube itself. And then you can search up. You don't have to have YouTube Premium for it. You can just watch your YouTube videos as you please.
Yeah. They'll try and pressure you into getting it, but try it free for 2 weeks.
And if Chromecast makes one that's yellow, red, white, I mean, there's no reason why you can't use Chromecast either. I'm not as familiar with Chromecast.
It's great for kids because you can get Cocomelon, all these different YouTube shows on there. And well, Jay told us about this. You can go on this website to find out what YouTubers are making. And basically you go on there. I went Cocomelon.
Mm-hmm.
Basically making anywhere from, it's like 20 million a month, something
good
like that.
God.
And they're making, and that's not counting the merchandise stuff that they sell and stuff like that. I go, holy crap.
Off of YouTube.
Just off YouTube.
That's insane.
Yeah. If you look at, they got like 37 million downloads per thing. And it's just like, God damn. But you know, of course YouTube is making they're making more on it than the YouTuber.
Yeah.
So it just shows you what YouTube is making.
So how do we make the next Cocomelon, right? like we need to make a baby that looks uglier than shit, but is also fucking cute.
He has a turd on his head.
I think it's the Grogu. Yes, I like that.
I think there's someone, a podcaster's face on a sheep body.
No. That's a side character.
Wearing jeans.
No, I'm with you on that.
What do we call him, Nick? You got to have a good name for him.
It's true.
And he just sings rhymes. He sings nursery rhymes. That's all you have to do. You make up nursery rhymes.
Ba ba babbit.
Have you ever heard that's Ba Ba Black Sheep? That's a pretty racist song.
Blah blah blah. That's all I hear.
It's Ba Ba Black Sheep. Do you have you any wool? Yes sir. 3 bags full. Mm. One for the master.
Well, totally. And one for the slave.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Is it a slave? Because yeah, they change it in Cocomelon.
Well, yeah, good. Good for them.
Because I'm listening. I was listening to the song. I turned to my daughter, my wife. I go, I've never listened to this song before. I go, they're talking about slavery. And my wife goes, really? I go, listen to it.
Well,
I
there's
go,
something about ashes, we all fall down.
Yeah.
That's the plague.
It's the plague.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean.
I did something on Humpty Dumpty. I said, why the fuck are the horses trying to fix
Humpty Dumpty?
Because, you know, it's Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men. Horses don't have fingers. They don't have hands.
They don't have.
They're hooves. What are they? They're just smashing the eggs.
Yeah, more eggshells, man.
Why are they trying to help? I'm gonna do another one on Five Little Monkeys because I'm pissed off at the mom.
Yeah.
Oh. And the doctor, because five times these monkeys fall off the bed and get a concussion.
Hey, Jack, have you ever considered maybe it was Mother's Day? Okay. Mother's Day story I have to tell. And I felt so crafty. Okay, because basically, like every Mother's Day, I feel like it sneaks up, and you're like, as a dad, you're like, oh fuck, what do I do? What do
have
I
you,
do?
Have you ever gotten in trouble saying, you're not my mom? I said that one time.
Oh well, you know,
big mistake.
Yeah,
You never plan anything for Mother's Day. I go, I'm not your mom. You're not my mom.
Yeah.
This is only like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, sorry. Sherry corrected me. It's one for the master, one for the dame. Sorry. I thought it was one for the slave.
Okay. But it does sound, if you think about it, it sounds to me like they're talking about slavery.
Well, the little boy that lives down the lane.
Yeah.
He's definitely in on it. So
I don't know. It's a weird nursery rhyme.
So I was, you know, this day and age, to try to surprise your loved one by ordering anything on Amazon, you're fucked. Like you're not gonna do it, because if you share your Amazon account, they're already gonna know. They're gonna
you can use Jay and Jack. Oh, guess not.
I'm just saying, like your Amazon account, like you know, usually your spouse like looks at one or something. Oh, you've been looking at this for me. Thanks, sweetie. You know,
well, because it'll pop up like on Facebook.
Yeah, or just or, yeah, or, oh, oh, oh no, yeah, for real.
It's
yeah,
like you go
on anything.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, unless you have a separate, you know, Google account or what have you, that you're looking at stuff. So, anyway, my wife has had this painting. It's kind of it's a Picasso. Or it's not a real painting.
It's Picasso. It's print. Wow.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Why are you doing this podcast?
I know, right?
Sell it and retire, man.
So anyway, it was a print of a Picasso, but it's this one of a nursing mother, and she's had it forever. She's wanted it framed, and so
a nursing mother. So the mother is nursing the child.
Yeah.
Is the child getting drunk?
No.
Did they have a broken limb?
Let me get through the story. So I really don't have a lot of time to like kind of like, oh hey sweetie, I'm gonna be like somewhere else, you know, like, so you know, I planned it out like every day I was downtown, I could swing by the frame shop and
downtown.
Kind of like take care of it. I used to work at the frame shop in downtown Indy. I knew some of the people there. Swung by after work, took, you know, put in the order ahead of time, because custom framing, you know, if you're planning anything, it's just like you gotta order the frame, you gotta wait for it, you know. Nick knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they emailed and, you know, said, okay, your frame's ready. Go there. I put it together because, you know, they have a discount. If you put it together yourself, you save a little bit of money. I sneak it home, you know, and I show the kids because I knew they'd want to see it, you know, and they're, oh, cool, you know. And I hide it because the kids knew what I was up to.
That's so, an episode of the Brady Bunch, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. You know where I fucked up? The receipt, the fucking receipt. It was laying on the table, and I got distracted by doing goddamn laundry. And by the time I do come upstairs, she's like, oh, you left this. And I was like, fuck, now she knows.
And she said,
I had the perfect surprise.
And she said, why did you go for the discount?
She didn't have a clue. But she saw that receipt, the great frame up. She knew.
That's why you go. You go no receipt. You go send me an email.
I know.
You could have just been like, it's one of my paintings that I'm getting.
There's trust me. There was multiple things I was like, fuck, I should put that in my wallet. I should, you know, but whatever. Anyway, she didn't see. You know, she hasn't seen it. It's still going to be a surprise. You know, for Mother's Day and what have you. I thought I was getting crafty. I thought
no,
I was once
a bigger Mother's Day surprise. Let her listen to this episode.
Jack, how about we just not let our wives listen to this show?
Hey, I'm cool with that. Okay. My wife doesn't listen.
Fair, fair.
It's funny though. My wife will download stuff to her phone, like music or something from iTunes, and I don't know how many times we get a call. Hey, Jay and Jack, will come up on the thing. She goes, "Your damn callers." I go, "We haven't had callers in like 10 years." I go, "I don't know why it still popped." I go, "Maybe you need to get your own account." Because what do you think about Charlie? It's different to anyone who, I guess, we downloaded the call to get, sometimes gets picked up on the thing. It's like, why are you blaming me? I go, "This is not my account."
Oh, you're just looking at my comment back to Sherry or to Kim. Sorry. So,
oh, when they start popping, I start reading.
Yeah, you can't help it. You can't help but read.
Well, on that note, I'm glad that everybody can read.
My sister always gets mad at me because it's not like I am weird when it comes to gift giving. It's like if I find something that's perfect for somebody, like, you know, mm-hmm. you know, if I like, oh, Matt would love this. This is something Matt would love. Like, I'll buy it. Because I know you'll love it, and like you'll always, you know, like,
has he ever bought you anything, Nick? Matt?
No, but I'm just saying, but like that's the kind of person I am. I was like, I might only buy you a gift like once every 2 or 3 years or 5 years or whatever, but it's like you'll always know, like, oh, that's that thing, right. Nick. That's that thing Nick got me, you know, mm-hmm. and you love it, and I don't like obligation.
What is it? We don't know.
Yeah, but like,
I know what
it's
you mean.
It's from the heart. You it's from
your something heart. It's like that. I know that you will absolutely would want this. You know,
yeah,
and like, and so like me feeling obligated to having to buy something every year,
right.
To me cheapens it, and I don't like doing that. So my sisters are like, "Oh, did you buy anything for mom?" I'm like, "Why?" Like, she's just gonna hate it no matter what. Like, you know, like, and
it's bad enough I have to call my mom.
I do hate kind of adding to clutter. So I hate adding to like things that are unnecessary or unwanted. And so, you know, and I like things that are thoughtful or things that, you know, I might not always go like balls out, like I'm going to spend $300 on you, you know, or something like crazy, you know, you know, there might be sometimes where it's like, it's something small and more like, you know, sentimental, and other times it might be something larger. And so, I'm with you on that, Nick, and that idea that, you know, like the obligation or the, you know,
like my sister rarely gets me anything, and it's fine because I'm fairly picky about things, you know. But just a little bit.
I learned something new today.
Yeah,
I did but not like know
at,
that.
At Comic-Con 2019, there was some in the Star Wars section. There was this jewelry company that's now with Disney. My sister. Of all things Star Wars, she loves AT-ATs. She always has loved AT-ATs, and which is the four-legged walker, Jack.
Oh yeah,
thank you,
Empire.
I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't 100% sure.
And so they had a sterling silver AT-AT necklace. It, you know, and the legs moved, and it was this little thing. I was like, she would love that. So it was like $130, I think. But you know, which is a lot just to get someone a gift who I'm not married to. So I was like, I'll get it this for her, you know. But like I said, like that will be like my gift for her for a long time. It's like, oh yeah, I got you that necklace. What'd you get me? A DVD of some 80s film that cost you $4 out of the bargain bin? Thanks. Yeah, like, you know, yeah, like,
but it's,
like,
it's the thought.
It's the thought. But
you know. I'm always like, don't get me anything. Don't give me anything. I don't want anything.
Yeah. Cash is king.
Cash is fine, but don't get me anything. I usually say don't get me anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, Dad and I are really similar in that. It's like, we're impulse people. It's like, if I really want it, I'm just going to get it. Because you never know, it could be sold out. You know, like Matt will tell you, like, with Legos, I love Legos. Legos can be gone like that, and you'll never find them again. And you're just like, ah, I know it's $200, but I'm going to go ahead and get it. You know, like,
yeah.
It's like,
I'm the guy that says, I should get that. No, I'm not going to spend the money. I should have got it. I didn't. I'll go back for it. Then 10 years later, I'm like, I probably should have got it. I'm not cheap, but I kind of had, that's like, I think more so what you have when you have kids and stuff like that. You go, all right, they got to eat. All right, I don't care. Right. I'll go without so they can eat. Fucking brats. Did I say that out loud?
You were talking about your grandchildren? What was that?
Today? No, now? No, that was my kids. My granddaughter. Oh my God, she just won't eat anything. Sunday we had everyone over for
which one's this one? Is this the one that swears a lot?
Yeah, she's like a sailor. Anyway, she I'm working on a thing. They taught her to say, you know, when she I want to do the thing with Jim taxi where Jim goes, what do you do when you come to yellow light?
Oh, slow right.
down. Well, she's saying, slow down. But she won't say it when I'm filming her. Yeah. So I'm trying to get her just so I can piece the two together. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she on Sunday we had all the grandkids over and everyone came over for Cindy's birthday and blah 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 blah. And she wouldn't eat this, but we had kiwi and she loves kiwi. So I said, oh, finally we found something she'll eat. Mm-hmm. So I went to the store, got a whole thing of kiwi.
Yeah.
Got it for her yesterday. I said, here's some kiwi. She goes, yuck. That's what she always says. I go, no, you like kiwi. You like kiwi. So I said, okay, maybe she's in the mood today for kiwi. So today I'm like trying to give it. She goes, yuck. I don't want it. Yuck. Yuck. And then she was, God, screaming for a half hour outside. She's just screaming bloody murder. I go, you know, people think I'm harming you. Can you please stop? My wife finally goes, I know you don't want to do it and be the bad guy, but you need to pick her up and put her in the corner for timeout or just give her a timeout on the couch or something like that. She can't scream for 30 minutes like that. I go, because my kids are always like going, where was this dad? Where was this guy when we were kids? I go, well, the difference is I don't want to be that guy that has to yell and scream and carry on to get them to listen. I go, I'm not going to do that. It's not my, I mean, if they're doing something dangerous, I do jump in and say, hey, don't do that. Because my grandson is just, he's one of those five little monkeys. He climbs on everything. He has no fear. But yet then he falls down and he cries like there's no tomorrow. So it's like, oh my God. Anyway, they're slowly killing me is what I'm saying. Slowly, slowly killing me. By the end of the day, I took a nap before we recorded it. I said,
wow.
I said, who agreed at 10 o'clock? I said, that was stupid. So my wife and I have been watching, it's not across the sea, it's across the Atlantic or Atlantic, Crossing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize the Germans landed a submarine when were Franklin. Oh. I mean, I knew they had done, but not with FDR was there.
Off New York, yeah.
Yeah, Long Island. Yeah. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, but anyway, it's just we were going to watch it. My wife goes, I'm tired. I go, good, I'm going to take a nap before we record. So I took a nap. So that's kind of a mistake because I'm wide awake now.
Oh, you're wide awake now. You're like, let's do the bonus show.
Yeah, let's do it. I can do it. I'm not Chris. Yeah,
apparently, like, I don't know, because that's what, you know, I love history. Like, apparently the Germans made several long-distance submarines and sent them to the U.S. shores, but it was just because they wanted to show that they could be attacked, you know, anywhere, mm-hmm, you know. But it was really because Germany, one, did not have a huge navy, and gasoline was so precious that they realized it was kind of pointless to try to send submarines all the way to North America. But they just wanted to have a more of a psychological thing than anything else.
Hmm. Well, it could have worked.
But that's why New York had a lot of blackouts at night, you know, because they thought that it was the part of the scare of like, oh, like Germans can see you at night.
I saw the movie 1941. I remember that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was the Japanese, but the Japanese were off the coast, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw like Slim Pickens where he swallowed the Cracker Jack compass because the Japanese are lost. Because their guidance system was out. So he swallows a jack-in-a-box, not jack-in-a-box, cracker-jack.
Cracker-jack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Compass. He swallows it, and then the next thing you see him, he's sitting on a toilet when they're holding a gun to him. You ain't getting shit out of me! I don't know why people don't like that movie. It cracked me. That I will always remember that scene. You aren't getting shit out of me.
I think
Slim Pickens?
Yeah, I think it's because Spielberg, from Jaws to Close Encounters, like, you know, he had this kind of imaginary world going, you know, of like, and so 1941 was a comedy, but it was too into reality as right. in like things that, you know, because then immediately once you go back to E.T., like, it kind of goes back into that fantasy-esque type world.
Well, you look at the cast. It had John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. It was an all-star cast. I remember John Belushi is the pilot, and they shoot a bullet through the thing. He goes, puts his finger on the end, then he opens up the canopy and puts his finger the other way. John Belushi cracks me up. I'm sorry. But anyway, if you haven't seen 1941.
You know what? It's one of those movies that I've seen and I've forgotten. Yeah. So Treat Williams, Nancy Allen, Ned Beatty, Lorraine Gray, Gary.
Trent Williams, he was a big star there for a while.
Christopher Lee, also known as Count Dooku.
I don't think that's how he'd want to be remembered. But
maybe. Right, I know.
It was more Count Chocolo, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, there's so many things he's done in his life. He's Man of the Golden Gun, you know. He's Lord of the Rings. Oh, he's in a lot of things.
Sorry, I'm looking at the
what's he in that movie? What was that movie with a sci-fi movie where those little balls would fly around, and stick in your head, and drill your brains out?
Batteries not included.
I like Batteries Not Included. But
yeah. I know, but just thinking about that movie with what Jack said is hilarious.
It freaked me out. I remember watching it on HBO.
Phantasm?
Phantasm or Fan? It's something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It would hunt you down and stick in your head and drill your brains out, something like that. Was he in that movie?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like somebody else and everybody that's listening to us knows. Yeah, Phantasm. That's
Phantasm.
The name of it. And no, Christopher Lee is not the...
Okay. Who's the main guy? Plummer? Is it Christopher Plummer?
Angus Scrimm, Reggie Bannister, A. Michael Baldwin. I'm looking at the cast here. Nice. Angus Scrimm plays the tall man.
Okay. It's been since the 80s since I've seen it.
Okay. It's nobody's holding it against you, but
okay, thanks. Lynn
Eastman at the time.
It is funny though, like how a movie like 1941, you forget. Like, I mean, there's so many peaks of certain directors' careers that you forget about the other films. Like the one he made, Color of the Sun, and that one is Empire of the Sun. People forget he made that. You know, Color of Purple. There's so many other like later 80s films because they weren't massive hits. People forget that he made them. You know, even though Color of Purple did win Oscars, but like it's just
not. I like the Color of Purple.
It's just not. It's not one people talk about.
I thought Oprah did a pretty good job in it. Hmm? Was she? And Danny Glover, of course, and.
I'm just scrolling through more Phantasm.
I gotta watch that movie again. It probably doesn't hold up.
Yeah, I thought that was where Captain Phasma got her name. So, bringing you back to Star Wars, you know, and tomorrow's the Hangover,
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. So
tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
It is, or you can reach me at the 5th day of May. So.
The guy who made my tacos tonight put so much cilantro on those damn things. They were great, by the way. But I was belching up soap probably for the.
It's funny. My wife hates cilantro.
Yeah,
she hates it because it says it tastes like soap.
I can only get a faintness of that soap, but for me, I just you know.
I don't mind it when I'm eating it, but it's like when I'm drinking it with the massive beer I had, and then
do they make soap out of it?
I doubt it, but it does. It has that soap taste.
Because my wife ordered, there's this place called San Jose's we were, and they deliver, and she calls it guac. I go, are you one of the cool kids now? You say guac. Anyway, she got it, and I forgot to say no cilantro. Because did it, she hates it. She won't eat it.
Well, I forget. It's a pretty big percentage of people that have a bad reaction to cilantro, as in like they can't stand the smell, they can't stand the taste. And it's the same as like there's like 13% of the population like the smell of skunks. Like there's always just some weird outlier.
How many percent? What percent?
They're called stoners. Like,
yeah.
Well, 13% of the population is stoned.
In 23andMe, one of her things was you'll be part of the percentage that you have a large percent of your DNA that doesn't like cilantro. I mean, so part I go, why would they put that in there? Because like with me, I'm like 98 Neanderthal, and it says bad sense of
you're 98% Neanderthal,
whatever it is, and it's just like it's like I have bad sense of direction. I go, no, that's me. I go, that sums me up. I'm pretty. Of course, they throw a lot of things in there that aren't me.
It's let me guess the 2%. The 2% that's not Neanderthal is your penis.
They actually believe that Neanderthals, at least the last time I studied them, are actually pretty smart. The thing about Neanderthals, because they lived in a cold, you know, northern European climate, you know, so their heads were bigger for the warmth. Seems like a lot of people live in northern Alaska have bigger noses and bigger heads because it keeps the heat in.
Explains so much about Jack.
One
of your heads got big.
That's right.
The thing about Neanderthals, though, is that their vocal cords were not in the same position as ours. So we believe that they
were. That's why I can't sing.
It's believed what now, Nick?
They're in a different position in the throat, and so yeah. they didn't have the ability to talk like we do.
Oh, huh.
They may maybe grunt, but not actually vocalize.
What if it was like some magical like oh. That's how they like talked to one another. It was like lost in the sands of time is how Neanderthals communicated with their deep vocal resonance.
Well, the worst part is, like I said, the worst part is with 23andMe. Every time they update it, I get more and more white. It's like, come on.
You're like, I'm getting too white, people.
Yeah, come on, man.
I've never done it because it's like I don't need a test to know I'm Irish. I know I'm Irish. Like it's like
the only thing you're messing from is the beer in your hand right now.
I just want to say before we get too far away from the tacos, we discovered a taco truck because we don't have a lot of food trucks in Franklin. Mm-hmm. Usually they're for events. Actually, when we have big events and festivals, we have a lot of food trucks that show up. But like, local
like person flight.
Local food trucks that you can like keep you know like oh yeah they're gonna be here. Well, one block away, there is this amazing taco food truck, and nice. We discovered it just the other day. We were like, oh, let's try it. Let's just have like a quesadilla and a taco, and we'll try it. Mm-hmm. We were like, yeah, that's not bad, you know. And then the other day, my son was like, let's have the taco truck, you know. So we're like, okay, you know, it's like one block. It's literally like just, unfortunately, there's like a parking lot that's fenced off. If that wasn't there, we could just take one alleyway and just walk to the back door of it and just be like, so it's very convenient, almost too convenient, because the wife and I, we both had steak tacos the other night. And oh my gosh, like
steak tacos.
The corn shells. Were just like, I don't know. Yeah. They were very good.
Kind of sounded like he said, yeah.
This food truck I went to, this is the second time in 4 days I went to it because it won some award, but it was down here at the brewery next to where I live. And they have four different kinds of tacos, and they're the traditional soft shell, like Mexican, not hard shell, like Taco Bell. But they also have a Cubano, and I love Cubano sandwiches.
Yeah, like you're talking like corn soft shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like as opposed to the, because that's what I'm talking about. Like the corn soft shell, not the flour soft shell. And not
I like to put them in oil, dip them in oil.
That's exactly what these were dipped in, because they were fantastic.
They're a gift from God. My family hates them because they're too oily.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you.
And that's how the Jack in the Box tacos, they have that kind of oil.
Well, it's deep fried.
Grease, yeah. You know, yeah.
Jack, I don't know if you, I've never been a big fan of Burger King. But Burger King does have basically the exact same Jack in the Box taco.
Not here, because every time I was going to Burger King because they have those tacos.
They do.
Oh,
yeah.
Not here in Raleigh. Oh, we just ran out of them. Uh-huh. I go, you know, every time I come here, you just ran out of them.
But they're like 90% basically the same as Jack in the Box tacos.
Yeah, so, that's why I wanted to get them, because I said even 90% is better than 0%.
Yeah. So like I that's the only reason why I go now to Burger King. It's like I'm going to get those really shitty tacos.
You don't have Jack in the Box in Colorado.
The nearest one is in Greeley, which is 40 minutes, I think.
Well, that's better than me because our nearest one is in Charlotte. Yeah. So.
But I'm not driving 40 minutes for
Charlotte.
$2 taco, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah. Because what I love about Jack in the Box though is because they have curly fries, which I love.
I'm not a fan of curly fries.
Oh, gotta love the curly fries.
I like my straight fries.
Love the curly fries.
Yeah, I'm straight.
That's the only reason why I go to Arby's is because Arby's has curly fries. I'm like,
No.
If everything was straight, you wouldn't. Nah, never mind.
yeah, and then I get the because Hardee's, which you don't have here, always had the Frisco burger.
But it's better as Carl's Jr.
Yeah, and then
Hardee's sucks.
But Jack in the Box has, they don't call it the Frisco burger, they call it something else, but still the sourdough with the, you know, with the Monterey Jack, and I'm like, I love that burger. So I'm like, okay.
Well, they have also the Breakfast Jack.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I actually make those for breakfast here.
I feel like we're making both the listeners and ourselves hungry.
For people who don't know, it's a hamburger bun with ham, like ham, egg, and cheese slapped together. Breakfast Jack.
They serve it
24 hours a day if it's open. But I like Jack Marks. It has more of a, and like you're saying, the burger, they sponsor the Padres. If the Padres hit a home run, which they haven't done, they only have one hit today against the Pirates. If they hit a home run, you get a free Jumbo Jack the next day if you buy a soda. So when we were out there last time, they were hitting homers like crazy. I said, this is great. Jumbo Jacks every fucking day. Because they're good. I like the Jumbo Jack.
You're a Jumbo Jack.
Well, that's what I've heard. That's what we hear on the streets. I'm sorry,
And Nick agrees that the best sausage in town is Hardee's.
So when I was a kid,
you got some Hardee's sausage there.
Nick smokes sausage, it's coming from Hardee's. No.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, to drive to McDonald's.
Hey, whatever you do when you're a kid, keep it on your time. Sorry.
Well, to go to McDonald's was a treat when you were a kid, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
I used to always just love the sausage and biscuit. That's what I would get. And I still agree that McDonald's biscuit is better than Hardee's, but Hardee's sausage is better than McDonald's. So, if you could combine the two, it'd be the best sausage biscuit. But that's me.
What it is, though, Nick, is that one of them has to make the other thing better, so that you go to the one or the other. I mean, it's how McDonald's actually came about, is they were like, oh, you know, anybody can have a shake and a sandwich, right? Like a burger, right? It's the fries.
Right.
The fries is where it was at.
Oh,
you
know? and that's where they've blown it, because their fries.
They've blown it. They've blown it for 30 years.
Their fries suck.
Yeah.
Well, I hate when I get home and I go, they're not even cooked.
I think Matt and I talked about this years ago. There was a podcast out there.
Yes, Revisionist History,
where he talks about the old original recipe for McDonald's fries.
Listening to that podcast is like a trip for your mind, because you can almost smell and taste those fries after listening to that podcast.
And like you said, that's what you said. Anyone can get a hamburger? It's the fries that made McDonald's what they were.
Yeah,
and it's like I've told the story before. When we went to Switzerland, they go, the guy's like, oh yeah, 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 and he goes, do you want some fries? We're eating duck and all this different stuff. And he goes, fries? I go, you're going to want the fries. I go, all right, give us a fries. I go, oh my God, these are the best fries I've had in 30 years.
Oh, I go, so you said if you're eating duck, were they cooked in duck fat? Is that why the fries?
We were eating, it was bacon with duck. I was kind of, duck was too rich for me. It was too, obviously, when in Rome, one of those things, okay, I'll try that.
Oh, sure.
Then when he goes, fries, I go, because that was the best thing about being in Switzerland, because my last name they could pronounce. So it was but when they said the fries, we're all looking at each other like, fries, what's a big fucking deal about fries? Just bring us some fries. We've already spent a fortune anyway. And I go, oh my God, these are the best fucking French fries I've had in 30 years. They were so good.
Well,
Well, I was talking about McDonald's because we were talking about McDonald's. I actually went to McDonald's the other day for the first time in forever. And for the first time in probably 15 years, they actually had good fries. Every single one of them was crisp and perfect.
Wow.
And I was like, it must have been a slow day. I was like, so why are these fries so good?
I don't understand. I go, it's on a fucking timer.
Yeah.
How do you fuck up the fries? It's on a fucking timer. I get home and they're like, I'm eating worms. It's like, shake it like this.
It's like soggy crap.
It's on a fucking timer. How do you fuck up the fries?
They have a shelf life there, only good for so long. I mean, it's like, I don't know if you've ever had cauliflower crust pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it's not bad, right? Like, what do you think?
Yeah,
it's not bad. The only thing
is cauliflower.
The only thing about the is that it doesn't last. Like, you got to eat it right then. Like the leftovers is like shit, you know. And I like leftover pizza. I'm not a leftover pizza.
I'm not a fan of leftover pizza.
A really good leftover pizza, like a really good pizza.
It's good. Yeah,
it's like it's got a second life.
I don't know what it is. I have to bake because I won't microwave
it. Yeah, you have to bake it. Yeah,
you have to bake it. I don't like cold pizza.
Pan. Yeah, you need to have a pizza pan or a pizza stone. Put that fucker in the oven.
I have found a pizza that basically is good cold, like desperate. I'm going to eat it cold, like out of the fridge, like, that's good. Or reheated, microwaved, yummy. Still,
I can't do it because if you microwave it, it's too soggy.
Yeah.
It's got to be crisp. It's got to be.
Yeah. Well, you can't microwave pizza because like you harden all the edges and the crust is shit after you microwave it.
Yeah.
And the center probably still will be cold. So it's like you have to put it in the oven.
I prefer a wheat crust, you know, and I think that the wheat actually kind of has a little bit heartier, is a little bit more dry. It doesn't like.
What's this pizza that you found that is.
Well, for anybody that's familiar with the Indianapolis pizza, the Basbo's pizza is. It is a very good, both the garden and the basilica hold up. And so
Wegmans has a great little 12-inch round pizza that is, you heat up. It takes like 9 minutes to heat up in the oven. It's really good.
Wow.
But Wegmans.
It's, you know, a good pizza in the oven. I mean,
Paul Newman's pizzas.
So you're giving it charity. That's good.
I like it because his, for being diabetic, his have the fewest carbs. Wow. So it's not too bad for me.
The pizza, when you open it, says, I can't swim.
Ever since I've been rewatching Seinfeld, I can't eat anything Newman's. Just
in fact, when you said Newman, my first thought was Seinfeld. I'm thinking Newman from Seinfeld, other than Paul Newman, one of the greatest actors in the history of cinema.
Rewatching Seinfeld, it's interesting to see when they really kind of start to both gel with the writing and gel with like getting kind of like honing the craft, like especially those first early seasons, because you can see them really like kind of finding their formula. You know, it's kind of, I mean,
yeah, because they did struggle in the beginning. Well, it struggled too because it was never on the same night.
Right. Oh, and I remember when they were moving it around because I was a big fan of Seinfeld, you know, prior to the show. So I was definitely like a fan of watching the show. But yeah, that first season is just so spotty, and like Kramer's just a caricature of who he ends up becoming.
Right.
But season two, like I was surprised in rewatching, like there are some really kind of some episodes where I'm like, oh yeah, like they did this pretty early on, like the whole like Jerry and Elaine, like how can we have this but also have that
you
know? Yeah, like
because this is good.
Yeah, I think
that could be good.
I think that was like one of the first episodes that really stands out where you're like, this is a classic, like that the concept of that they're dealing with is so everyday and just really well written. And
I guess they take heat now though for the episode where we're not gay. Nothing wrong with it because it's why should there be anything wrong with it? And I'm like going, well, you know, I think I get that, but it's like, it was funny at the time. I mean, it was just,
I think one thing to really emphasize for those that lived through the time of the 90s is that Seinfeld was really a benchmark show in the fact that you couldn't flip the switch and just like go like, everybody's all in all at once. It had to be these little increments. And that, I remember that episode being one of those pivotal things of being like, hey, it's okay. Right. And it was a reassuring thing to say specifically to the straights in the room that were watching the show that were uncomfortable with gays up until that point. It was a show that kind of like inched it. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have gotten there sooner or faster or better, but I'm just saying that like it was a moment that like pushed it just a little bit further, just a one more step. And
especially on a show that had that many viewers.
I mean, it's the same thing with the masturbation.
Yeah.
As a kid growing up and watching that episode, that was sex education for me because
I was already an adult,
but I didn't know. And so when you're a kid and you don't know, like, I mean, kids nowadays, they're like, fucking masturbating all the time. They don't give any. They have no care, not a qualm in the world.
It's their YouTube channel.
But you know, like, seriously, it's their YouTube channel. That's good. But I mean, like, back in the day,
how many views can we get?
That Seinfeld episode pushed the bar a little bit further to be like, oh, it's okay. Like, clearly, these people are doing it on TV, and it walked that line that needed to be walked at that time. So. Right or wrong, there are some things as you look back, you're like, ooh, that doesn't hold water well.
That's why context is extremely important to me. Like with, you know, when people try to debate or try to talk about or put down certain aspects of anything, a TV show, history, anything like that. Because I was talking to a friend of mine not too long ago, because Jay, I remember a long time ago, we were talking about Christopher Columbus on a podcast. You know, Jay was like, oh, well, Christopher Columbus was, you know, awful to Native Americans and blah, blah. And I was like, well, yeah, that's true. You know, I was like, but then, like, you know, you talk about like statues, for example, you know, of Christopher Columbus, like, want people want to tear them down or rename Columbus Day and all that. I was like, but you have to realize, like, in context, when all those went up, it was the early 20th century. I was like, and why were they going up? I was like, because you have a massive influx of Italians coming into America. Mm-hmm. And it was a way for other people in America to say, like, hey, an Italian discovered America. Like, you know, mm-hmm. welcome to mm-hmm. our country. I was like, so you know, you can't say like we're putting this statue up or we're doing things because we're full of hate. You know, it's like, no, it's because this was a good thing for America, trying to say like, hey, assimilate to our country. Like we're showing, you know, unity with you people, you know? And so it was just, it's all in the way you,
if you could only hear your, yeah.
I know, but that's what I mean. Like, it's like, you know, you have to try to think of it, like put your brain in that time and that situation, you know, like what you're talking about with Seinfeld, with the episode. It was like, you know, everything that came before it, no one ever did it.
But,
you know?
But people are quick. With social media, you just can't, you can't talk logically. You have to say, it's like, boom, this is the way it is. You need to change. I did want to talk about this picture, though, of the Bidens and the Carters.
I thought it was a ventriloquist act.
Seriously, but... are they in the same room?
It looks like, yeah, something out of Willy Wonka.
I mean, like, Rosalind Carter looks like she's like 3 feet tall. Yeah. And Biden looks like he's humongous. And so does Jill Biden.
Yeah.
Now, Jill Biden looks like she is larger there.
This is not political. I'm not trying to make a political statement.
You're just
here.
Saying like, is
it's
this
just a weird photo. It's a weird photo.
When I saw it today, I said, is this from an episode of Land of the Lost? Because these people look like they're ginormous. I mean, they're just huge. Yeah. I mean, I know the Carters are in their 90s, so they're older and they're frail and they've shrunk. But my God, look at Jill Biden's head. She's big. It's bigger than Jimmy. I don't think they're in the same room. I think it's photoshopped.
I think the one for me is Biden. He looks like where his shoulder is and where it lines up with her head. It like it's a weird cropping that.
Looked like that when I first saw it, not looking at their faces, I thought it was a ventriloquist act. I thought it was.
I voted for you, Joe.
Because you look at like both of their arms.
Joe's head is like
hidden.
Much larger, like in scale, than her head. And it's like, okay, but then is his shoulder back? Like, how is he turned? It's an odd photo.
I wanted to talk about this earlier. I'm just like going. It just like I go. It doesn't look real. It looks fake. Because it was trending on Twitter. That's how I saw it. And I'm like going, yeah, I don't care what side you're on. This photo is ridiculous. I don't know who approved this photo because it doesn't look right.
I just love the paintings in the back. You know, like it's like, gosh, oh, like it's so 1970s. You know, like that generation,
the oil paintings and the cart. I never had one. I grew up. I was the only kid on the block without a cartoon picture of myself. Didn't have it.
I know we could continue on and on, but we're just past 2 hours.
Joe, make Roslyn say, "I love the RCAD."
If you can do a jib jab with that, then
it's my favorite show.
If you do enjoy this show, send us an email or a postcard if you'd like. Send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. Go over to jandjack.com, click on the patron link, become a patron, help the show out in any way possible. Rate and review us on iTunes. We would appreciate that. You can join us live in the chat by going over to the Jay and Jack Facebook group. We always post the episodes there. Also on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're at like 76, I think. So
you can watch us live.
You can watch us live. Join in the chat.
You can watch it later. You don't have to watch it live.
You can meet people like Kim or John, the UPS guy.
You don't want to meet John
and Randy, who fell asleep 2 hours ago.
It was for Sherry and for Randy.
Oh, I'm gonna be
irritable tomorrow.
I'm both hungry and tired. But one last thing before I go on this May the 4th be with you day, because we actually flipped over into the next day.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
My names are basically from the O&M Brews. So it is, it is Star Wars themed. We have the Tack Batch, Echo Eckhart. It's so good. I'm going to use it twice. Wrecker Richter, Crosshair Ed, Omega Maggie, Joanne the Hunter. And I changed this because I thought Chris was going to be on here and I didn't want to spoil him. So I changed it to, "And isn't this the greatest time to be a Star Wars fan?"
Oh, there's your best Greg one.
Great show, kids. One in a million. Thanks for joining us. This was an epic show.
Almost one in a million.